For this exercise, we're going to actually visualize in ourselves setting a healthy boundary when a boundary has been tested. So what I want to invite you to do is, again, find a comfortable position and let your eyes close if you feel comfortable with them closing. If not, you can absolutely keep them open. And at the sound of the bell, we'll start off like we usually do, just by taking a few breaths in and a few breaths out and waiting for more instructions. Breathing in and breathing out. Become aware of the breath in the body. Become aware of the body in the chair or wherever you're sitting or laying. And what I want to invite you to do is to put yourself back into the context in which you work with youth, the classroom, the therapy room, wherever it is you work with them. And just imagine one of those agreements that you came up with in the last exercise. Imagine one of those being broken. Imagine a youth testing your boundaries. Maybe he says "screw you" to somebody else in the class or context. Or maybe the youth directly challenges you in a way. What do we do in these moments? How do we set those healthy boundaries? We practice tap. So really put yourself there. Imagine what it's like in those moments. What's the context? How many youth are in the room? Maybe it's one, maybe it's 25. Really see their faces in this moment and really hear and witness that boundary getting tested. And we're going to review and go through the tap method right now. So while you're imagining yourself in that context, in that experience of a boundary being tested, start off by taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And just acknowledge how you feel in this moment. What is it that you feel in your body? Are there any physical sensations arising? Maybe a tightness in the chest or a tightness in the belly or anything. Maybe certain emotions arise, like anxiety or discomfort or anger even. And maybe different thoughts and images arise when that boundary is getting tested. Just put yourself in those moments. And after you acknowledge how you're feeling, acknowledge to yourself that a boundary should be set. That you, as the teacher, as the therapist, as the facilitator, should set a boundary in these moments as it is most appropriate and in the best interest of the young people you work with. So just acknowledge that to yourself. And then proceed. Proceed with imagining yourself setting that boundary. And remember to start with a question. Set the boundary and express here and now feelings, here and now disclosure to the young person or young people, if that's appropriate. All the while you're breathing in and breathing out. Maybe a young person says "screw you" or "screw this" or disrespects somebody with foul language. And you breathe, you acknowledge how you feel, you acknowledge a boundary needs to be set, you proceed with asking a question. You might ask, what's the purpose of what we're doing right now? Or what's the purpose of what you're doing right now? And then you might remind them, hey, remember that agreement? We said no disrespectful, foul language. Can you abide by that agreement? And then if appropriate, you might use here and now disclosure. When you say that to me or when you say that to somebody else, it concerns me. It makes me feel a little sad because that breaks down the safety of this room, of this class, of this therapy group, of whatever it is, the context in which you're in. And all the while you're breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Come back to this audio contemplation and practice this visualization as many times as you need to, for as many different youth, for as many different situations in which boundaries may be tested. The more we practice, the more ready we'll be in those moments.